I'd like to thank Ms. Macfino for his presentation. Dear colleagues, now I will open the floor for any delegation wishing to speak on the topic of negative security assurance. I'd like now to take this opportunity to make a few remarks in my national capacity on the topic of national negative security assurance. Dear colleagues, I'd like first of all to express our sincere thanks to Minister of Austria to join our discussion, but also to thank all distinguished members of the panel today, this afternoon, for having shared with the conference their expertise and views on NSA, one of the very core issues in our agenda. I do believe that the thematic discussions in a spirit of cooperation, constructiveness, openness, transparency, and balance can contribute not only to comprehend profoundly the views and concerns of member states in the field of disarmament and non-proliferation, but also to promote the work of the conference. Dear colleagues, NSA is an important element in the sphere of nuclear disarmament. It has entered the mainstream discussion in cities since 1979 and has been central in any discussion on nuclear disarmament, especially the bit that led to the indefinite extension of the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons in 1995 and the negotiation on the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. In the context of an increasingly unstable international security landscape, discussions leading to concrete actions on NSA may lay the cornerstone for states to re-establish strategic trust, to engage in substantive discussion towards our eventual goal of general and complete nuclear disarmament. It is the consistent policy of Vietnam to advocate general and complete disarmament and non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear weapons, with a particular focus on advocacy for the offering of NSA. We are proud to be member of all major multilateral agreements on nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation, namely the NPT, the CTBT, and most recently the TPNW. In the regional context, in 1995, Vietnam, along with all member states of ASEAN, brought the Southeast Asian Nuclear Weapon Free Zone Treaty, SONFES, or the Bangkok Treaty, into life. This is one of the most important documents within the regional peace and security framework, ensuring that no ASEAN member states shall venture into development of nuclear weapons and related materials. In his statement at our first plenary meeting earlier this week, ASEAN Secretary General Mr. Lim Chok Oi has stressed that the SONFES Treaty is ASEAN's foremost contribution to the global non-proliferation and disarmament regime. He also shared with us some of the main features of the SONFES Treaty, as well as the efforts of ASEAN in implementing this important agreement in the past 20 years. According to the Secretary General of ASEAN, critical to the effective implementation of the SONFES is its protocol, which is open to all PERM 5 countries to offer negative security assurance to the state parties of SONFES. In this regard, we welcome the meeting between PERM 5 countries and the Secretary General of ASEAN during his visit to the conference, and their statements in the plenary meetings reaffirming their intention to renew discussions with ASEAN on this issue. We sincerely hope that all five countries to engage with us on the discussion regarding to Shunfei's protocol as a first concrete step toward the Southeast Asian region free of nuclear weapons. Excellencies, I share the view mentioned by some of my colleagues during previous plenary meetings that NSA and the nuclear weapon free zone are under interlinked, and the establishment and implementation of nuclear weapons free zones in all areas of our globe should be a first and positive step towards a global regime of NSA and help strengthening global nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation. At the same time, to move forward to a world free of nuclear weapons, progress should also be made in the initiation of negotiation on a multilateral legally binding arrangements on assuring security for non-nuclear weapon states. I'm glad to see NSA remains one of the core agenda items of the Conference on Disarmament, and sincerely hope the conference will continue to play a pivotal role in promoting this progress, especially in the context of the NPT Review Conference to take place in 2020. I thank you all for your attention. Now, I give the floor to Ambassador of France.